Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my blessed brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, my beautiful blessed brothers and sisters. God is truly good. We thank God for you. We thank God for another day. We thank God because this is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Power Hour of Prayer with your Chief Apostle, Bishop Patricia Stewart. God is truly good, and God is doing a great thing and a new thing in this day and this time and this season. And most of all, I want you to know that God is in charge. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Welcome to Power Hour of Prayer, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. God is truly, truly blessing us, and God is in the blessing business. He's in the healing business. He is a God that could do anything but fail, and he haven't failed you yet. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Let's go to our scriptures today, and we're going to thank God for our sponsors, Shanita Kelly, our realtor. Shanita Kelly, praise God, is waiting for your call at 443-854-0977. That's Shanita Kelly, our Christian realtor, waiting for your call. She's licensed in Maryland and Pennsylvania, truly a woman of God. She's written several books. Also, she's featured in several magazines and has won several awards, award-winning realtor, and most of all, a woman of God. Shanita Kelly, woman of God, our Christian realtor, waiting for your call. If you're planning on purchasing that new property, if you're planning on selling your dream home, also, she can help you get into your next dream home. Shanita Kelly is the woman you need to call at 443-854-0977. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Give God the glory and the honor. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore. Thank God for you, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, and the services that you're rendering, not only in Maryland, but throughout the nation. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Truly a man of God. We thank God for Reverend Harry P. Close Funeral Services. Once again, it's located at 5126 Bel Air Road in Baltimore, Maryland. We thank God for Dr. David Gaines, our master electrician. Dr. David Gaines is located at 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Dr. David Gaines can be reached at 443-336-4449. That's Dr. David Gaines. Let's correct that number. Dr. David Gaines can be reached at 336-4449. Praise God. He's located 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. We thank God for our master electrician. Also, Dr. David Gaines blesses his community vegetables and bread and pastries on Thursdays. But you know what? You need to give him a call and let him know that you're interested in receiving some fresh fruits and vegetables, baked goods, and also pastry. You have to give him a call and let him know that you would like to be blessed by the best man of God, Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles, 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland. And again, you could always give him a call on Tuesdays and let him know you'd like to receive fresh fruits and vegetables, along with pastry and bread. All right, God is blessing us in a mighty, mighty way. We thank God for the men and women of God that are blessing this blessed city. Yes, we are truly, truly blessed. That's Dr. David Gaines of Ebony Styles at 2103 North Charles Street, and you have to pick the items up. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for you, you, and you. At this time, we're going to go into our scripture reading, finally our scripture reading, our lesson, and then we'll go into prayer. Power Hour of Prayer. Thank you, Jesus. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the arrow by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Hallelujah. Only with thine eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give these his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shall trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Our protection song, 91. Read that song 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. If you want to read it more, read it 7 times a day. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Read it for your snack, amen. Read it in between. God is fully blessed. It's not going to cost you anything. It is not going to hurt you to read our protection hymn. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Let us go to Psalm 35. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. And say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Psalm 35, verses 1 through 3. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Always start your day off with a word from the Lord. Amen. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Thank you, Jesus. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, my sisters and my brothers. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth their wicked device to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers, watch this, evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. What a powerful, powerful word from the Lord. For evildoers shall be cut off. And those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, they shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek, watch out, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves in what? In abundance, not a little bit, not a little bit, abundance. And abundance is so much that you can't even, my God, you can't even count it. Now, isn't God good? Now, he's talking about the meek. Meekness is not a sign of weakness. But the meek shall inherit. You got an inheritance waiting for you just by being meek. But the meek shall inherit. My God, my God, my God. The meek shall inherit. You got it in your spirit now? But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Abundance. And if you go to Psalm, go to Matthew 5:5, it says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the meek. Matthew 5:5, for they shall inherit the earth. And then we go back to Psalm 37:11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Look at God. Ain't God good? He'll give you this a little bit. By you being meek, you're going to inherit, my God, the earth. And we know the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And shall delight themselves in this abundance of peace. The wicked plot up against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord laugh at him. Yeah. The Lord is laughing at him. For he see that his day is coming. Woo. Wow. Watch out. The Lord laugh at him. For he see that his day is coming. The wicked had drawn out the sword and had bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart. And their bow shall be broken. This is the word of the Lord. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken. But the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord upholdeth the righteous. Look at Job 38:15. The Lord shall what? Uphold the righteous. The Lord will uphold you in the midst of all you going through. And trying situations, and trying times, when you look like you don't have a friend in the world, the Lord will uphold you. Thank you, Jesus. Let us look at Job 10:15. The Lord, amen? Not man, but the Lord shall uphold you. The Lord. Let's look at Job 10:15 here this morning, amen? The Lord shall uphold you. Yes, this is our hour of prayer. We go into the word of God first. If I be wicked, woe unto me. And if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore, see thine own affliction. Job 10:15. If I be wicked, woe unto me. And if I be righteous, yet will I not lift up my head. I am full of confusion. Therefore, see thou my affliction. God said, have you considered my servant Job? Amen. God gave him permission. Amen. Amen. In all ways, the devil. God said, have you considered my servant? Because he's watching over you. Every step of the way. God is watching over you. Have you considered my servant, Job? That's the word of the Lord. Job 38:15. Let's go there. Job 38:15. The word of God. And from the wicked, their light is withholden. And the high arm shall be broken. Thank you, Jesus. Job 38:15. And if the wicked, and from the wicked their light is withholden, and the high arm shall be broken. That's the word of the Lord. That's Jesus speaking to us this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Verse 18, Psalm 37. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And here we go again. And their inheritance shall be forever. Now, didn't we just say that? Didn't the word of God just say that? The Lord knows the days of the upright. He knows your days. He knows exactly what you've been doing, what you've been saying, where you've been going. The Lord knows the days of the upright. And their inheritance shall be what? Forever. And forever means forever. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 37. The Lord the Lord. Don't worry about what anybody else know. Don't worry about what anybody else is saying. Don't worry about what anybody else is not believing. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. He knows your days. And their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and the days of famine. They shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of the lambs. They shall consume into smoke. They shall consume away. The wicked borrows and payeth not again. But the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. Here we go again. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth. And they shall be cursed of him, shall be cut off. The steps of a good man, praise God, we talk about you women too, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. A good man, a good woman, your steps are ordered by the Lord, not by man. And he delighteth in his way. If you are following the Lord, the word of God, obeying the word of God, living according to the will of God, your steps are ordered by the Lord. And he delighteth in his way. You're happy with Jesus. You're happy. You're peaceful. You're joyful. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I've been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen a righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. No, your children will not go hungry. Your grandchildren will not go hungry. He is ever merciful and lenteth, and his seed is blessed because of your prayers. Depart from evil and do good and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever. But the seed of the wicked, watch out, the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. This is the word of the Lord. The righteous shall inherit, there we go again, my God. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. And forever means forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart, in your heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not lead him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait, wait, wait on the Lord. Who are you waiting for? On the Lord. Why are you waiting? The word of God says, wait on the Lord. How long are you going to wait? Until God says, go forth. Wait on the Lord and keep his way. And he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. Inherit again. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord's. I've seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and he was not yet. I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. Now this is the word of the Lord. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. This is the word of God. The transgressors shall be destroyed together. You're going to put them all together, all of your enemies. The transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord shall help them. There was a pastor that always said, help me somebody. You know what? Don't call on somebody. Call on the Lord. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. Why? Are you trusting in God this morning? Or are you trusting in your money, your fame, your degrees, your good looks? Trusting in your husband or your wife. Trusting in your children. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to thy own understanding. He will direct your path. Trust in the Lord. You shall inherit the land. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My God. Read the word of God. You have an inheritance waiting for you right while you're here on earth. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. I'm excited this morning. I'm excited this morning. I am excited. When you read the word of God, you can't help be nothing but excited, grateful. You're blessed to be able to hear the word of God. Those of us that can read, get your Bible, not your cell phone, not your iPad. Get the Bible and read your Bible. It comes alive. There's a different feeling when you get those pages, begin to turn those pages in your Bible. It comes to life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Keep yourself a Bible. Read your Bible. Flip those pages. Amen. Watch God come alive in your life. Watch his word become alive in your life. Thank you, Jesus. This is the Power Hour Prayer with your Chief Apostle, Bishop Patricia Stewart, with you this morning. We thank God for Jesus. We know that God is in charge. Read the word of God every day for lunch and dinner, even for a snack. Read the word of God. Then we begin to pray, and we pray without ceasing. The word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. It didn't say preach without ceasing. It didn't say sing without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. That's why we believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do, and we know what God can do. Prayer could change that situation, or prayer could change you. Today we're going to talk about the power in the name of Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus. I believe I might have mentioned to you before, I was asked to pray for a women's conference with the Social Security Administration here in Maryland. There were women coming from all over for this conference they had a couple of years ago. They appeared on my radio show, 10 a.m., in Woodlawn, Maryland. Kathy Hughes, thank God, God bless you, Dr. Kathy Hughes in Urban Radio, Radio 1. The women came in and they did a show and they said, well, Dr. Pat, we'd like to have you to pray at our conference, do our opening prayer. But, watch this, but you can't say in the name of Jesus. That was the end of that conversation. I am going to pray in the name of Jesus, no matter where I am, no matter who I am around, because there's something about that name, Jesus. And because they said I could not pray in the name of Jesus, I knew there was power in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. My sisters and my brothers, whether you're in Venezuela, New Mexico, South Africa, Africa, Guyana, New York, upstate New York, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Baltimore, Maryland, Russia, no matter where you are, you pray in the name of Jesus, because there's something about that name, Jesus. The power in the name of Jesus. The early Christians felt that the phrase Jesus Christ was the lost word of power for which the priests had been searching for centuries. And this lost word of power could produce miracles in an instant. Miracles in an instant. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus Christ. We hear people often say Jesus, but they don't say Jesus Christ too much. One is only to experiment in prayer with the name Jesus Christ to discover that speaking that name over and over sets up a mighty vibration was set into activity forces that bring results. No person's name ever stood for such great achievement as the name Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Help me, Jesus. There is power for colossal achievement along all lines. Healing, call on the name Jesus Christ. Prosperity, call on the name of Jesus Christ. Human relations, get in line with individuals. Call on the name of Jesus Christ when that individual is irritating you on your job, in your home. Say, Jesus Christ. Don't cuss him out. Walking down the street, Jesus Christ. For those who call upon that name today, you'll see and experience great miracles in your life. Decree over and over that Jesus Christ is producing perfect results in every phase of my life now, right now. Decree and declare over and over again, Jesus Christ is producing perfect results in every area of my life now. Now. You hear that commercial on TV? It's my money and I want it now. Then JJ has a commercial. Now. Jesus Christ is producing perfect results in every phase of my life now. And you will be amazed at the good things that happen to you. I want you to say it with me. Repeat after me. Jesus Christ is producing perfect results in every phase of my life now. And say it with attitude. Jesus Christ is producing perfect results in every phase of my life now. And you'll be amazed at the good things that will happen to you. The words Jesus Christ are among the most powerful among upon which you can ever concentrate on Jesus Christ. Nailed to the cross. Suffered, died, and bled on the cross for your sins and for my sins. He who knew no sin, Jesus Christ. To meditate and affirm often the words Jesus Christ can transform your mind. Yeah, Jesus Christ can transform your mind, body, affairs, relationships, any situation that confronts or troubles you. Call upon the name Jesus Christ. If you desire to demonstrate over problems that no amount of prayer, spiritual study, medical treatment, psychiatric therapy, or just plain hard work have been able to overcome, then begin dwelling upon the name Jesus Christ. I dare you. I dare you. Dwell upon the name Jesus Christ, asking for his help. There's someone that's going through surgery this morning. Someone having an appointment to go to the doctor on Monday. Someone has an appointment to go to the courtroom on Monday. Someone is going through a trying time right now. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ. You are saying, I don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. That's why you need to call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Call on that name, not your problem, not your aches and pains, not your sickness or your disease, not COVID. Dwell on the name Jesus Christ, asking for his help to Jesus. Because without him, we can do nothing. As you daily affirm his name and call on his power, you will make a major breakthrough. We're talking about a major breakthrough, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. You're about to experience a major breakthrough for that son or that daughter that's been on drugs. Call on the name of Jesus Christ. Tell them to call on the name of Jesus Christ. Not that drug, not alcohol. Call upon that name of Jesus Christ when a doctor gives you that diagnosis. Jesus Christ.
When the doctor say you got cancer, call upon the name of Jesus Christ. When the doctor say you got HIV/AIDS, call upon the name of Jesus Christ. When the doctor say you're not going to make it, call upon the name of Jesus Christ. When someone say you'll never be any good, call upon the name of Jesus Christ. You experience a major breakthrough. Out of the negative, out of that negative situation that had bound you into higher levels of consciousness, there you will be free to claim your goals. Taught his followers to pray. Jesus taught his followers to pray. Jesus taught his followers to pray in his name. There's something about that name, Jesus. And then we put it all together, Jesus Christ, my God, my God, my God. You experience breakthroughs in the atmosphere. The atmosphere change. When you step into a location, say, Jesus Christ, the atmosphere change. Yes, it will. Since he was their mighty intercessor with God, Jesus Christ is the mighty intercessor with God. We ain't got to go to no priest. Jesus Christ is our intercessor with God. The early Christians performed mighty works by praying in his name. In his name. In the name of Jesus. You hear that song? In the name of Jesus, I got the victory. I got the victory. And my brothers and my sisters, you got to get it in your spirit. Amen. Get it in your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I got the victory. In the name of Jesus, by his stripes, I am healed. In the name of Jesus, yes, I am a millionaire. In the name of Jesus, yes, I am a billionaire. In the name of Jesus, I am wise. I got wisdom. In the name of Jesus, God is blessing me. Jesus Christ, the mighty healer, the mighty waymaker. He can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet. Don't give up on God. God is not giving up on you. Jesus Christ will change the atmosphere in your home, on your job. As you go from one location to the next location, Jesus Christ, there's something about that name, Jesus. There was a friend of mine. He was a young fireman. And every time he said he would gather together and have a meeting, the chief of the fire department would have a meeting, and he would use all kind of profanity while he's talking and having a meeting. So the young man said whenever he used, the chief would use profanity, he would say, Jesus. He would curse, and that young man would say, Jesus. Now, if he could curse, he said, I can use Jesus. So, no, eventually, that you stopped using profanity in those meetings, Jesus Christ, something about that name, Jesus Christ. My God, my God, my God, my God, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, I will do. This is the word of the Lord. John 14:13. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, in the name of Jesus, that will I do. Was the promise, and it still applies today. Whatever you ask in my name. Now, it's according to the will of God. According to the word of God. Amen. Now, if you're praying a jealous, envious prayer, no, no, no. Whatever you shall ask in my name, that will I do. John 14:13 was the promise, and it still applies today. You can ask in his name. In several ways. Call on the name Jesus Christ. Calling on the name Jesus Christ involves a miracle consciousness, my sisters and my brothers. Let's get that in your spirit. A school teacher climbed a high ladder to take down holiday decorations to her classroom. Suddenly she lost her balance and fell first into a hard cement floor. On the way down, she decreed, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, and then blacked out. Her doctors were puzzled. From the position in which her head hit the hard cement floor, she should have had permanent brain injuries. But she only had temporary bruises and imbalance in her equilibrium, which cleared up, watch this, quickly as she continued daily decreeing that Jesus Christ was healing her. Daily. She decreed that. Are you claiming that? Daily? Jesus Christ is healing me. She proved that there is miracle healing power in his name. Though we have often felt that the name Jesus Christ had spiritual and mystical meaning, we have usually doubted that it had practical result-getting meaning in our daily lives. And through this false assumption, we have missed many of life's daily blessings. You have missed out on a lot of your blessings because you have not called upon the name Jesus Christ. One of the most powerful decrees you can ever pray amid any daily situation or in harmony, friction, tension, or troublesome people is the decree. Jesus Christ is here producing perfect results in my life. Jesus Christ is producing. Yes, he's here. Jesus Christ is here. He's not no way off land. He's here. Who can you write in your face? Get that in your spirit. Jesus Christ is here looking you in your face right now, whether you're sitting up, lying down, walking, whatever you're doing. Think about that. Jesus Christ is looking you in your face right now. So whatever you're doing, if it's out of God, it behooves you to stop. Jesus Christ is here producing perfect results. Perfect. Perfect results. Not halfway results. It's better to prove the Christ's presence in little ways and your minute work a day will first and then graduate into proving the power of his name in most profound ways later. The little things. Think about the little things he's doing for you. Then you magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. We have individuals that magnify their situations. You know, you heard about those drama queens and drama kings magnifying situations. Magnify the Lord. Let us magnify the Lord. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. We need you today. We need you at this hour. We need you at this time. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. We need you right now as we pray, as we prepare ourselves for this day. Jesus Christ, we need you right now. Lift your hands and call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, we need you. We need you right now. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. We are men and women of God. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation, or prayer could change you. We believe that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We believe that you could touch families one by one, individually and collectively. We believe that you can go into the White House in Washington, D.C., touch our president, Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, and his family in its entirety. We believe that you could touch Carmela Harris, Father God, and her spouse, her family members. We believe, Father God, that you could touch their minds, their spirits, and their souls. We believe, Jesus Christ, that you are God of all gods. We believe that you could do above and beyond. We believe, glory be to God, that you are God that could do anything but fail. We believe that you are a healer, that you are a deliverer. We believe that you could touch someone's son or daughter right now and deliver them from drugs right now, alcohol. We believe you could touch the prostitute that's walking the street all night long. We believe that you could change her right now. You believe that you could change him right now. We believe that you could touch the whoremonger, the liar, the thief, the backbiter. We believe, Father God. We believe. You made believers out of us. We don't doubt you today. You could touch Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage and his wife, Sister Nettie Savage. We believe, Father God, that you touch their minds, their body, their spirit, and their soul. We're calling upon Jesus right now, Jesus Christ. We believe that you're a miracle worker. We believe that you could touch, glory be to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We believe you could touch every member of Congress, the House of Representatives. We believe, Father God, that you could touch their minds, their bodies, their spirits, and their souls. We believe, Father God, that you could do above and beyond. You could heal someone right now from cancer. Touch Sister Burdette of Washington, Father God. Touch her body right now in its entirety. Thank you, Jesus. Touch Patricia Price right now. Brother Deacon Price, touch that family right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Sister Greta right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift her up to you right now in the name of Jesus. Touch Maddie Hightower and Rhonda Hightower, Desmond Stewart. Touch, Father God. Bless them. Be with them. Guide them and lead them. Make a way out of no way, Father God. You know what they're staying in need of. You know what their prayers they have been praying, Father God. Touch Rosie Traham, Shanita Kelly. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch the children, Jariel Kelly and Ryel Kelly, Diamond Tickle. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Touch that Kelly family in its entirety. We pray right now, Father God, for Gloria Henson, Sister Gloria Henson. We're praying for you. We know, Father God, you're bigger than any disease, any sickness, Father God. Heal her mind, body, spirit, and soul. We come against, Father God, any disorder of the brain, of the mind. Patricia Hill, we're praying for you and your husband. Glory be to God, Vernon. We're praying for you, Vernon and Patricia Hill. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus for the Bailey family. Father God, we're praying for the Hill family. We're praying right now for the workers in your vineyard. Every bishop, archbishop, apostle, chief apostle, pastor, elders, deacons, deaconess, trustees, choir members, parishioners, ushers. We're praying for the body of Christ. Those that clean the floors. We're praying for you, the engineers, the sextons of the churches. We are praying for the body of Christ because the word of God says judgment will begin in the house of the Lord. Every pastor, every preacher, every teacher. We're praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. We lift up Mother Annie Green and Mother Nita. We're praying for you. Dr. Kevin Carter, we're praying for you. Apostle Joanne Farley, Christ Institution Baptist Church family in its entirety. Those that have celebrated birthdays this past month, it were many. We're thanking God and praying for you that God will continue to bless you as you grow another year younger in Jesus Christ. We're praying for you. We're praying for our military, Navy, Army, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, the reserve units. We're praying that you will just touch each and every individual that have volunteered to give of their lives to help our country, to keep it safe. Every police officer, every sheriff, we're praying for you. Our officers that are working in the schools with our children, we're praying for you that you'll do right and you'll call on the name of Jesus as you begin your day to protect the people of God, to protect our school children, to protect police officers, to protect the cities, the nations, the counties. We're praying for every police officer, Father God, that they'll fall on bended knees and cry out to you, and that the people will do the right thing. We come against every weapon, illegal weapon, that's being fired in our streets, in our states, in our nation. Illegal weapons
Sit them down, Father. Sit them down. That they will not have a mind to commit another murder or kill another innocent victim as they go to job, as they go in the schools, as they walk the streets, as they go grocery shopping, as they go to shopping for their daily needs or desires. We come against those weapons right now in the name of Jesus. We come against those individuals. It's not the guns. It's the individuals. And they need a new mindset, transformation of their minds. Call upon Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. We are praying for you, Brother Bobby. We are praying for you. God is able. Sister Brenda, we are praying for you. God is able. He can do anything but fail. Wallace Green and Sandra Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia, we are praying for you. Everything will be done in decency and order, according to the will of God, the hand of God. We are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Correction. Correction. Obedient to the Spirit of God. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Dr. Ron Green, happy birthday to you. We're praying for you and your wife, Jill, in Miami, Florida. We thank you, Father God, for giving other individuals traveling mercy to and from. We are praying for every pilot that's flying every plane. We pray for those that conductors that are conducting the trains. We're praying for the bus drivers that drive the buses from city to city and state to state and nation to nation. We are praying for you. We thank you right now for giving them travel and mercy, protecting them from seen and unseen danger. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you right now for every man and woman, Father God, that's walking this earth. We're praying for healing. Yes, we are. We know that God is able to heal you from cancer, from arthritis, from bursitis, from lung conditions. He's a heart fixer. Regulate that heart right now. Regulate that heart in the name of Jesus. He's a heart fixer and a mind regulator. We come against mental illness right now. Paranoid schizophrenia, bipolar condition. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching that person's mind right now that's been confused, not knowing which direction to go in. Jesus Christ, we're calling upon you to touch that mind right now in the name of Jesus. Give them a mind on Jesus Christ. Let them call upon Jesus Christ. No more mental illness. No more mental illness. We come against that spirit right now. Come against that Jezebel spirit, that takeover spirit. Come against that spirit right now. It's defeated in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We come against that person that has poor circulation in their legs. We come against that fluid, that buildup in the name of Jesus. We thank God for Apostle Murray Davis Edwards. We're praying for you and for your sister Tina and your sister Diane in South Carolina. We're praying for you, my God, my God. My God is a good God. We thank you, Jesus, Jerome Green, Gilbert Green. We're praying for you in Brooklyn, New York. We're praying now for the Nelson family. We're lifting up that family in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the lost Brother Frank's wife, Sister Peggy. We're praying for that Nelson family in its entirety, that you'll comfort each and every individual that lost loved ones this past year, yesterday, this past month. We're praying that God said in his word he'll send you a comforter, and a comforter is the Holy Ghost. Comfort someone right now that wants to give up, but not on their watch. There'll be no suicide. No suicide. God has a plan for your life. Put down that weapon. Put down that gun. Put down that knife. Put down those pills. Put down those razors. Stop cutting your wrists in the name of Jesus. Your body is a temple of God. And we come against that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus, for the victory. There will be no more cutting of your wrists. In Jesus' name, Jesus Christ, we come against that spirit right now. We come against that spirit of depression. No more depression in the body of Christ. We come against that spirit right now. Send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. We come against that spirit of anxiety. We come against that spirit of that person that's confused, don't know which direction to go, don't know where to go, don't know what to do. We come against that spirit of confusion right now. God is a God of order.
Touch that mind right now in the name of Jesus. Lay hands on your forehead in the name of Jesus. No more confusion. God is urging your footsteps. Take one day at a time. God is bringing you through. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sheree Williams, we're praying for you and your husband, Dwayne Williams, Sr. Your son, Dwayne Williams, Jr. Your daughter, Dejanay. We're praying for Apostle, Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore. To God be the glory, Church of Worship. Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Sr. Your son, Gregory Gilmore, Pastor Gregory Gilmore. We're praying for you, Jr. And your wife, Sister Melissa. Pastor Melissa, we're praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, we're praying for you. Brother Ruth Bellamy, and we're praying for you and your family in its entirety. Brother Bellamy and your wife, Ruth Bellamy, we're praying for you. We know that God is able. God is doing a great thing in life right now, even as we pray. Thank you, Jesus. We're praying for Sister Jackie Anderson. God is real, and God has not failed you. Call upon the name of Jesus. He will hear and answer your prayer. God will correct that situation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. He's correcting that situation right now on your job. Evangelist Janet Griffith, God is able. God is bringing you more than victoriously. Your son, Victor. Your daughter, Christina. Your son, Jonathan. And your beautiful, blessed grandbaby. God is blessing right now. God is drawing them closer to Jesus Christ. God is working miracles in the lives of those that call upon Jesus Christ. Diane Green Staten, God is doing a great thing in your life. Thank you, Jesus. TJ Staten, God is healing right now. In fact, he said it's already done. It's already done, my dear brother. It's already done, my dear sister. It's already done. Thank you for peace in our homes, Lord. There will be no confusion in our homes. The Spirit of God is in your home right now. Receive him. Receive him. Receive him. From the front door to the back door. From the first floor to the basement. The Spirit of God is in your home. Receive him. Receive him right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for the great woman of God, Archbishop Alamasi. We lift you up right now for the great work that you're doing with My King's Ministry. We thank God for you, your radio, your TV, your transportation service, your bank that you have established. We thank God for your university, your school. We thank God for the vision that he's given you, and you're carrying out that vision. We thank you for your King, Alamasi. We thank God for husbands and wives, male and female. Bless them right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. And the new marriages that will happen in the next 24 hours. Get right now, Father God. We thank you, Jesus. Male and female marriages, we thank you right now, Father God. We come against those spirits that's not of you, that's not of the Word of God. We come against those spirits right now and send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. We pray for our young people, our youth, that they will not be confused by the confused adults that are bringing in the wrong reading materials in our schools. Touch their minds of the youth, our young people, Father God. Let them have the mind of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Touch our young people. Let them receive the education they need to receive and not garbage. Do not allow garbage to go into the minds of our youth. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Touch our college students. Touch our educators, our teachers, our professors.
touch their minds right now as they speak the truth and that garbage into the lives of our young people. They will not receive that garbage that they're trying to put into our minds, of our spirits, of our young people. No, they're not going to receive that garbage any longer. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. They're not going to receive that garbage. Send it back to the pits of hell from which it came. God created male and female. And thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We come against that spirit. We come against that spirit that's not of you right now. We're going to walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. We're going to speak in the authority of Jesus Christ. Because, yes, God is real. And he lives in our souls. Bless someone, Father God, that's going through a trying time right now. Bless them right now, Father God, and bring them out of that confusion. Bless that individual, Father God, that's having a terrible time in their marriage, Father God, right now. Bring them out a spirit of peace. Bless their finances, Father God, that they'll be able to pay their bills, Father God. Bless them that they have food on their tables. Bless their children, Father God, that they have clothes on their back. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you right now, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We're lifting you up. Elder Cassie Lofton and your husband, Andre Lofton, we're lifting you up. That God will make a way out of no way for your transportation. He is a way maker. He is a way maker, and he will make a way for you. Just call upon the name Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, for providing transportation for that family and others that may stand in need of transportation. We thank you for making a way out of no way. They'll be able to get to their doctor's appointments, on their jobs, to the market. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for blessing them right now. Someone's standing in need of a miracle, and you are a miracle worker, Father God, and we know you can work a miracle for that individual right now under the sound of my voice. We are praying without ceasing. We are a nation called to pray without. We thank you for healing right now. We thank you for miracle signs and wonders that's being taken place right now in our homes, in our schools, on our jobs. We thank you for that miracle right now. Someone's been crying out to you, Father God. Someone's been crying out saying, Jesus Christ, I need you right now in my home. Bless that home right now. Bless that church, Father God. Bless that son and that daughter. Thank you for deliverance from drug addiction. Alcoholism. Thank you for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you right now, Father God, for the prayers and the word of God that's going forth this morning with power and with might. We thank you for the miracles that's taking place, the healing that's taking place right now in the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ. Get it in your spirit this morning, Jesus Christ. Yes, this is your chief apostle, P.A. Stewart, with you this morning. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Give me your prayer request. Send me your prayer request. A lot of us don't want to write anymore. We want to text. We want to email. But I want you to write and send me your prayer request and request your prayer rug. We want to get that beautiful prayer rug. Write to your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Power Hour of Prayer with your chief apostle, P.A. Stewart. God is good, and God is in the blessing business. God is working miracles out right now. God is still in charge. Jesus Christ. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ and watch miracles take place in your life. Wherever you are, you call upon the name Jesus Christ. My God, my God, my God, thank you for the fresh anointing on this. Praise him, glorify him, magnify him, lift up the name of Jesus, and send me your prayer request at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Tune in again, Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Share this number with a friend. We are worldwide. We are being heard all over the world. Thank you, Jesus. Nobody but God. A nation called to pray without ceasing. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Power Hour of Prayer. To God be the glory for the great things that he's doing. And yes, we do have Cash App. $ capital D,
STEW 81, dollar sign, capital D, STEW, S-E-W, 81. God bless you real good. Thank you for your prayers, your support, for your gifts. God is in the blessing business, and we believe in the power hour of prayer. God bless you.